Well, hi everybody, it's Rem, and welcome to session six of the Top Practices Summer Business Development and Goal Setting Workshop. This one's entitled Designing Perfect Execution Plans. Now, here's the thing. What I want to do is take just a moment and kind of go back a little bit and discuss really where we've come from so far. So the first thing that we've done up to this point is we've talked about what's your why. What's the why that's driving you? What is it that's going to give you passion? Why, you know, because there's going to be gray days, rainy days, difficult days, all kinds of days. What keeps us focusing on that slight edge plan just to keep going? What's your why? We've already handled that. Now you should know that. Then we got organized with your deceptively simple yet extremely powerful plan for getting organized, which really brought us up to those top three things that we want to be focused on. We took a break, we went back and we said, now let's look at our goals. Let's figure out what we really do want to achieve, both personally, financially, in our business, in our health, and in our fun goals. And we've managed to get through all that. Not easy. It's not easy. It's not perfect. But you want to get the broad brush strokes and then you want to get down to specifics. Remember, always in pencil, always erasing, always changing, making better, moving forward. Fourth, and then on the last time, we talked about action plans. Action plans, don't use action plans and suffer the consequence. Simple tool. One of the, it's a list. It's the simplest tool that you can think of. And yet I don't know any other way to keep track of all of it, communicate the objectives on the projects that you're working on. So action plans predate anything we're going to talk about now. But once you've got those action plans, now we have to break it down into execution plans, getting this all done. And that comes down to, and please open up the PDF that's been attached to this session on creating execution plans. It is based on Brian Moran's book, The 12-Week Year, absolute work of genius. I want you to look at the document and just check it out. You have to decide. You have to make a decision that you are in fact going to move forward with your slight edge plan. You have to. Every tedious and mundane moment that's involved in it. One of the things that Brian Moran says in the 12-week year is I think pretty great. He says 12-week plans either expose you or promote you. You know very quickly after you've put a 12-week plan together within 2 weeks whether you're actually serious about that and we're going to do it, because either you're doing it now broken down week by week or you're not doing it broken down week by week. It'll tell you whether you're really going to get there and if you mean it. And this is where we have to just mean it. And why do we mean it? What's our why? What do we care about, right? So this isn't easy, but I recommend that you give this a try. And listen, write a message to yourself and post it right on your mirror every morning and make sure you and your subconscious mind work together to reinforce the fact that, yes, this is my plan. Yes, this is what we're going to do. And the more that you review this, you know, positive affirmations, every single day, affirming to you and your subconscious mind, you're going to get this done, is going to help you just stay on track when all the things happen and all the things that occur in your life that really kind of get after you. And remember now, here's the thing. Nobody can do everything at once. You know, John Maxwell, I love one of the things that he wrote about in one of his leadership books. He says, you can't microwave these things. And I love that. It's like, you know, somebody, he uses an example of somebody that's in a lunchroom, has lunch to heat up, puts it in the microwave, hits the button, and you know it's going to run for 2 minutes or 3 minutes. And they stand there and they go, come on, 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 come on. What? I mean, that, do you ever feel like maybe that's what you're trying to do for things that take time? 12-week plans take 12 weeks. You don't microwave it in the first 3 weeks. You break it out. And you literally, if you use this tool and you break out the project you have to do, we're going to do this in the first week, we're going to do this in the second week, in the third week, you're going to figure out that there's something kind of funny about this. And it's that, I mean, this is a little disorienting. They don't look very hard. You look at that and you think, well, anybody could do this. Well, no, anybody couldn't do this because most people just don't even do it. We talk about it, we think about it, we say it, we sort of do it, then we forget about it. That's how this works. But when you just start breaking this down bit by bit, you can get things done. And now here's another thing. Not all plans are 12-week plans. That's not magic. I mean, some of these things you'll do in 3 weeks. Some things might take 24 weeks. You'll have two 12-week plans to get you there. Now, I've never seen a project that takes more than 24 weeks. I mean, literally, I don't know one. If you can think of one, let me know. But you slight edge them. That's how this goes. And you stay with it week after week after week after week. And trust me, this actually looks easy, but it isn't easy. But you'll know quickly how you're doing. You just want to make this part of the way that you work all the time. And you want to go back. Remember now, your action plan should have those top three goals that we've already worked on in our deceptively simple and extremely important, powerful tool for getting organized. We should know what these are, your top 10 goals. So what are the top three that you're going to put these executional plans are? And then let's just get going after it, step by step. And you'll be amazed at how this works. I mean, it really is remarkable. Anybody that does this just says, it works. It just works. And, you know, I almost hesitate to tell you this, but Brian Rand also says that if you get 85% of the things done on your 12-week plans each week, you're still going to achieve your goal. None of this is perfection. Don't let the we just had a problem here or that thing happened that gets in your way, mess you up. Nope. None of this is perfection. Just keep going. 85% of this done will get to the actual goal that needed to be done. You'll get there. And if you get sidetracked, if something happens, if you get waylaid in any way, just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, keep going. The whole trick to this is that you just keep going. Slight edge. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. So please look this over. Think this through. Take it very seriously. Do not be fooled by the fact that, you know, this doesn't look very hard. I promise you, put it down, staying with this week after week after week. That's actually the hard part. The doing of the work's not hard. Talk to your coworkers. Talk to your partners, talk to any stakeholder with you to get this done. See if you can get everybody to understand this, work with you on this, commit to this, inculcate this into your culture, work with everybody to accomplish what they need to do. So when you get started with this and you get a hold of things and you get rolling, you'll see that it's really actually going to work. And, you know, I always have that little measure for me, you know, where's the water level for you? You know, for a lot of people, the water level's, you know, above their head. That's not good. You want it at least below your nose so you can breathe. But what if it's here, right? I always say, you know, if it's chest high, waist high, knee high, or ankle high, that's always how I look at where is my stress level relative to all of my things that I have to get done. You know, is it around, where's the water? You know, and it ought to be around your ankles. I mean, it's never going to go away. You're always in something, but it should be around your ankles. Never let it get above your knees and just use these 12-week plans. Remember, the other things you have to work on, you will, but in the quarter that you've agreed you're going to do it, Rome wasn't built in a day. It takes time. And try really hard to just enjoy this and enjoy the progress when you get it. Okay? All right. Listen, I'll talk to you next time. Just have some fun with this. This is a miracle tool. Talk to you next time.